This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only national golf talk radio and TV program. Presented by TaylorMade. Golf has a new game-changing number. Experience TaylorMade speed with the forgiveness of 10K inertia with the all-new QI 10 Max. Only from TaylorMade. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to learn more about the QI 10 Carbon Woods. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino, Bob Weeks, and Adam Scully.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome inside GTC. Adam Scully here in studio. Thanks, everyone, for all your early feedback from our TaylorMade product special, which aired last night on TSN, our season premiere of GTC TV. So excited to be back for another season of Golf Talk Canada on television. Of course, we're here on radio every Monday, every Wednesday throughout the main golf season from 10 a.m. to noon. Bit of a different show today. We're also doing a TaylorMade product special as we did on television, but more of a longer form. We're going to go through the entire 2024 TaylorMade product line, driver, fairway woods, rescue, golf ball, irons, the works. We're going to hear about our fitting experiences with Mark, myself. Kristen Murphy is also going to join the show. She was just at TaylorMade HQ last week, and you don't want to miss the gains that she has with the new ball and the new QI 10 Max driver. Now, I mentioned it's a different show, and why it's a different show is because we're actually recording this earlier due to some travel, as we're all in different parts of the world right now. I'm actually off to Portugal for our Golf Away Tours travel special. We're taping it in Portugal, learning about some great courses in Portugal, specifically in the Lisbon area. And on upcoming editions of GTC, we'll have a full travel special on these courses in Portugal. And throughout the next couple of weeks, we'll hear from good friends of GTC, like TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours, on how you can plan your golf trip of a lifetime. And next week here on GTC, we'll have a full preview of the Players' Championship. Yes, they call it the fifth major. That's going on next week at TPC Sawgrass. We'll have a full preview of the Players' Championship next Monday on radio, next Tuesday evening on television, next Wednesday, both on radio and TV. Yes, our shows on our radio shows on Wednesday, radio simulcast to TV Wednesdays this year, leading into some of the bigger events, majors, etc., that sort of thing. So excited for that. But today, it's our TaylorMade product special here on the TSN radio network. And to kick things off, we're going to learn all about the QI 10 line of drivers. They've already seen a lot of success, PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, DP World Tour, all over the world of golf. Many members of Team TaylorMade have had success with the new driver. For much more on the technology behind the QI 10 line of drivers, I had a chance to speak with Brian Basil from TaylorMade.
All right, Baz, the QI 10 driver. Great story this year. First of all, what does that stand for, QI 10?
Great question, Scully, right? So QI 10, what is that? Q stands for quest. I stands for inertia. 10's 10,000 inertia. So put it all together. We've been on this quest for 10,000 inertia, and that's kind of where the story begins.
Okay, so break it down. For someone who doesn't know what inertia means,
yep,
what does it mean?
So we often talk about moment of inertia. So inertia is sort of the resistance to movement on, in this case, rotational movement on off-center shots. So it's the object, this is the driver. We add both the heel-to-toe inertia and the high-to-low inertia to get total MOI, and that's where it adds up to a number, in this case, 10,000 with this driver.
And so basically, this is another way to put it, this driver is the most forgiving one yet?
Yeah, we were sort of on the quest for the most forgiving driver. Really, people equate it to stability. You know, this is a game of misses. So you miss hit a shot, you're going to feel something a little bit different, and you're certainly going to see something different. And the better that shot can look, and the better it can feel on off-center shots, we're doing our job. And in that case, that's what we went after here.
So how high would you say the MOI has increased from, say, Stealth 2?
Yeah, so Stealth 2, our highest MOI driver in Stealth 2, is right around the 8,500 range. And so we're going up 1,500 points, which year on year in the history of our company is the largest gain in MOI ever. So it's obviously we're super excited by it, and it's something that golfers are going to experience, which is also that's what gets us going.
And when you actually take a look at the driver at address, there are a couple of big changes too from last year's model. Explain.
Yeah, there is. So it's one thing to have a number of forgiveness. Another thing was set down a driver and say, that looks amazing. So there's a couple of different tweaks here. One is the size of the head. The QI10 Max has been elongated about 8 millimeters back. And so when you set it down, it just looks simply easy to hit. Then you'll notice the crown, the carbon crown, it goes all the way to the edge from the front of the face all the way back around. You don't even see the seams, only here a little bit in the heel. 97% coverage in carbon on the top. We call it the infinity crown. And so that kind of frees up weight at the highest part of the club. It allows us to reposition that and help in our journey to 10,000 inertia. So really cool look. One other little tweak that you'll see here is this alignment system at the top of the face. And that, when you set it down again, looks clean. All the tour players who have seen it say, wow, it just looks really clean. Tiger in particular loved the line that came across. Just looks really square.
We'll get to Tiger and Rory here shortly.
Okay.
But you mentioned carbon and the face itself. So carbon was the big story with Stealth. We still have a carbon face here?
Yeah, so one of the challenges is a product creator's dilemma, which is this idea that speed and forgiveness are opposing forces. And the carbon face is the ability for us to break through that. The carbon face provides more speed through a lighter face and a better energy transfer. This is our third generation of carbon face. And the thing that we've learned most and we've applied to the new QI10 drivers is the collar that holds the face. We realized that the collar that holds the face needed to be more flexible. So hopefully, sort of in a symphony with the face, flexing and rebounding to give you more speed on off-center shots, even increases the durability for some of these crazy fast swingers that we see these days. That new addition to the face is a step forward as well.
It certainly is, and so that's the QI10. How about the QI10LS? And that's for low spin, and then that's for sort of the better or tour player even, would you say?
Yeah, so we have three models.
Okay.
This is the QI10 Max,
yeah.
And so here is the QI10LS.
Okay.
So this is on the other spectrum. The LS stands for low spin. So if you're looking for low spin, this is where you want to start. Mm-hmm. It has the most adjustability as well. We still have split weighting here, but the front weight is sliding. The screw stays stationary, it's a new weight system, and the weight slides underneath here for more draw. So aerodynamically, it's really, really improved here over the track. And then if you want more fade, you slide it in the toe. This is a more traditional tailor-made shape, a little bit smaller. This is something that more tour players will lean towards. Tour players will play all three models. This will be the most played on tour.
And so that model in particular, as we record now, recently we saw Tiger, we saw Rory, we saw other players put it in the bag immediately. What does it say about for you and the design team to have these elite athletes say, we want to put this in the bag before it's even supposed to be released?
Well, it's the ultimate validation, right? I mean, obviously we work hard on these things, but to get it in the hands of the best players in the world, for them to adopt it right away and to go out and have success with it. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood, first week out in Dubai, finished second. You know, he drove it beautifully. Rory loved the driver, drove it great. Tiger drove it phenomenal. First week out and to put a product in play, you know how discerning his eyes are and his feels are. And so to answer your question, it's been spectacular.
So that's the QI10LS. And not everyone can be on tour or be a low single digit handicap.
Right.
That's where the QI10 comes into play. Where are some of the differences with that club?
So let me grab this here. So we started with the QI10 Max. And I have the QI10 here, so
okay.
I can talk about both.
Okay.
But, you know, this is a good opportunity, I think, for talk about fitting, too. When you're going to navigate the three drivers, you want to really find the driver that has the highest inertia, the most forgiveness, that you find the right launch conditions for. So I recommend starting with the QI10 Max, and then work your way into what I'm holding here is the QI10, which spins just a touch less.
Right.
It is a new shape for us as well. Mm-hmm. It has been elongated a bit, 4 millimeters. Sort of overall performance, higher stability than Stealth 2, and then also all the benefits of carbon face, speed pocket, all the other technology in it. And I would say it's sort of the naming architecture of the line, right? So going from what was a plus to a core to an HD, now I would say this is as much core as anything, the QI10 Max, and then working our way down to LS. So LS changed from a plus model. we found a lot of golfers would end up getting into the plus model, but maybe it's not the right one for them. They just thought it was extra or more. It really is our lowest spin model, and we want to make sure that golfers find the right one for them. And so as you work your way up, more golfers should fit into the max product. And so by steering clear of sort of high draw, which seems more of a niche product, this is more right up the gut, the driver that most golfers should play. And so that's why we changed it to QI10 Max. And of course you get the nice balance in the middle here with QI10.
And as we wrap here, mm-hmm. some people like to have some custom colors with their driver, and that's where the QI10 driver series comes into play. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're first time ever, we're bringing a designer series to life here. We're going to do a few different models throughout the year, a couple out of the gate, where we put our highly talented designers to work to put the different colorations, give it a different attitude. And if a golfer kind of connects with that color a little bit more, maybe it's their favorite hockey team, Maple Leafs or whatever, they might be able to find that driver in the QI10 family, which is super cool. And so we're going to do that this year, give it a try and see what people think.
Well, in 2024, we're experiencing drives in 10K with TaylorMade. Brian, thanks for your time today.
You bet, Scully.
Now, Brian Basil is going to join us throughout the show as we learn all about the Fairway Woods and QI10 Rescues 2. But I have to say, hitting the new QI10 for me, I'm in the LS, an 8-degree head with the Fujikura Ventus TR Black 7X shaft. I saw distances that I've never seen before, both a combination of the new driver technology and the new TaylorMade TP5X golf balls. Both the 5 and 5X have revolutionary new technology. I've always been a TP5X guy. Love the new QI10 line of drivers. When our TaylorMade product special continues, we'll take a deep dive into the Fairway Woods and the rescues.
This segment of GTC was presented by TaylorMade and the new QI10 Carbon Woods. Experience TaylorMade speed with the forgiveness of 10K inertia with the all-new QI10 Max. Only from TaylorMade. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by TaylorMade. This segment of GTC is brought to you by Movember, the official men's health partner of Golf Talk Canada. You can get involved and help change the face of men's health by visiting Movember.com today.
Welcome back inside a special edition of GTC. I'm Adam Scully. Today is our TaylorMade product special, where we're taking a look at TaylorMade's entire 2024 product line of equipment. We're also on television in a couple hours, 2 p.m. TSN 4 and 5, as well Thursday at noon on TSN 5. Next up on our TaylorMade product special, let's learn about the Fairway Woods. For much more, once again, here's Brian Basil.
All right, for much more on the fairway medals this season, TaylorMade's Brian Basil now joins us. And the first thing we look at, Baz, and we see the QI10 fairways, is the look at a dress. Give us some of the specs here for the
QI10. Yeah, great question. Super exciting look for the new Fairway Woods. You'll see it here. They all have this new Infinity Carbon Crown, which, to be honest, was really challenging to do, but it provides such a clean look. It saves weight from the highest part of the golf club, allowing us to add more forgiveness, lower the center of gravity, but you see that there. It's got almost complete coverage of carbon fiber. And think about it, each carbon fiber crown fits up on each loft, each skew that we create throughout all these models, and the fit and finish is second to none, just beautiful.
So how long does something like that take to really put, you know, starting from the initial idea to the clubs you're holding in your
couple
hand?
Couple years,
now?
For sure. especially in the case like that, it seems so trivial. It's a look, there is a performance gain because you're saving weight, but like to get it right on every model, just it takes a high level of engineering.
That's crazy. And I just big picture, what I learned today is that the fairway medal category is the most successful in terms of players on tour using TaylorMade's products, guys who are contracted and who are not. How satisfying is that for you?
Again, perfect validation point. You know, you see head covers come off, and sometimes they're not TaylorMade head covers, but there's a TaylorMade fairway wood underneath. It really showcases the overall performance that we deliver in fairways. It's a mixture of great speed, great playability, look, versatility, all the things that players are looking for at the highest level, and then also golfers of all abilities, for us to be able to have different options here, and we can go through each model, but That's part of the recipe as well.
So you've got three great products there in your hand. We'll get to each one, yep. But let's say someone's watching the show. They're a 15 handicap. How do they decide which one is best for them?
Yeah, great question. So if you're a 15 handicap, which one do I go with? You know, if you're a technician, right, and you want to just dial in your, you know, even though you might be a 15, maybe you're really consistent in Fairway Woods. You want the most adjustability. You're going to go over here on the QI10 Tour model. You're going to adjust the weight. You're going to adjust the sleeve. Other than that, you really want the Fairway Woods that's going to be the most success. And success for you might be something different. But typically, it's, can I get the ball up in the air? Can I advance it as far as I can? And you're going to start on the far end of QI10 Max. That's going to get the ball up the easiest. That's going to have the most forgiveness. And then you might work yourself into the middle here, which typically this is probably the most popular of the three, fits the most golfers because it's the most overall performer. But I would, you know, again, you can navigate these things. You can see each product kind of tells a story. This one obviously tells a different story with all that moving weight.
Yeah, all that moving weight, and that's a similar look to what we saw with the Stealth 2 mm-hmm. fairway metal. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we introduced this sliding system in the Stealth 2 for the first time. We added a new TSS weight for us to for our ability to swing weight for those players. And then, of course, that new look and the lower center of gravity. It's actually a shallower, like a lower profile sliding weight that allowed us to move the weight down. But again, you're moving a ton of steel mass, you're changing the trajectory, plus or minus 150 RPMs just through that weight alone.
That's pretty crazy. And looking at that QI 10 Max, we spoke a lot about moment of inertia yep. with the driver, and that's the highest MOI ever created from TaylorMade in regards to a fairway metal, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we have really, honestly, have not measured anything outside of TaylorMade that even comes close to where the QI 10 Max is. It's a slightly lower profile, it's a 200cc head, kind of a low profile. Great stability, easy to hit. The leading edge is just a touch sharper, so that allows you to just get the leading edge under the ball and get the ball up in the air. So really cool with QI 10 Max.
And now as we close, in years past, we've seen some maybe draw-biased fairway yep. metals, and we don't have one on the line this year. And there was a cool little back and forth in our presentation earlier this morning. Tell us about the reasons why we don't have a draw-biased one this year.
Yeah, it's a great question. So the reality is that the majority of golfers fight what? They fight a slice.
Yep.
They do. They hit for a right-handed player, the right side of the golf, left-handed player, left side. And our job is to give them better performance. And so to do that, we need to get them straighter. And so whether you want to call that draw bias or draw bias kind of freaks you out, you don't want to.
Yeah.
Our job is to allow you to hit it straight. A better player can hit a lot of things straight, but the average player needs help hitting it straight. And so the Max products are the ones that are going to help you hit it the straightest the most often, give you the most ability to have success. And so you're hearing us kind of change our language because that's what golfers really want to understand and will gravitate towards. And the opportunity for them to get the best product, the product that's right for them, goes up. And that's a good thing.
And we're always adapting and changing new things. Now, before we actually close this time,
yeah.
We always like to hear the reaction from tour players.
Yeah.
I understand when Rory, when Tiger, when Scottie Scheffler pulled the head cover off for the first time,
yep.
their eyes were like saucers. They were amazed. Tell us their reaction.
First reaction, wow. I mean, honestly, how clean it looks. That's the first, you know, Scottie, that was his first comment. It looks so clean. Tiger talked about the leading edge, like how clean that square it looks. And then, of course, it backs it up. We're a company that believes in both form and function. Has to, you know, kind of scream to you right before you even hit it, and then it's got to deliver. And so the deliver part has been awesome. You can see, by the way, they're putting it in play. You know, Scottie went out and won, and he had the QI 10 Fairway in play. We're seeing QI 10 Tours start to go into play already. So great adoption right out of the gates, great feedback. So we're excited.
Super exciting times, the TaylorMade QI 10 Fairway medals. Brian, thanks for your time today.
You bet, Scully. Yep.
Some really cool tech in those new fairway woods. Also, some great technology with the rescues. For much more on the QI10 line of rescues, one more time, here's Brian Basil.
Talking the QI10 rescue series now with Brian Basil from TaylorMade. Brian, you've got three there in your hand. Walk us through some of the differences between all three.
Yeah, you bet. So I have the QI10 Tour, the QI10, and the QI10 Max. And so some similarities, some differences. You'll see the way we treat the sole design in all of these. You get sort of a V-steel sole. It looks asymmetric, but it actually plays more symmetric through the sole. So really clever way of design and functionality there going on. But the QI10 Tour, this is a little bit more iron-like. You see the toe is a little bit higher than the heel. You get a little bit more spin on this particular product. You get the ability to adjust that product. So this is for somebody that wants something a little closer to an iron, but it's still a rescue. The QI10 is really good. We've split the internal weight of that product, so it's still quite forgiving for a small head. Now, I'm going to highlight a couple different things of the QI10. Right here, you'll see something that obviously you've been known for a while, which is the speed pocket. And that differentiates our product. It drops spin, it adds speed on low face shots. Now, you add that to a package that is right up the gut from a look standpoint, carbon crown, and then weight that starts to kind of get split between the front and the back, giving you a nice overall forgiveness package. And then you transition to the Max. Now, the Max is a slightly bigger head. We've talked a lot about MOI and inertia and forgiveness. This is higher. It has a lower profile face and a higher inertia. We've actually split the weight and put more weight on the perimeter in the back. And so that gives you that stability, that gives you the forgiveness. The way it's designed allows you to get the ball up in the air, allows you to hit it straighter more often, all the things we've been talking about in the QI10 family, but now in rescue form.
And I understand too that there are now loft options available for even 6 or 7 iron.
That's right. Yeah, we have a 7 QI10 Max rescue. Think about that, you know, that and a very lightweight spec, incredibly easy. For those players that really struggle with an iron, you've got a great option, and it's a high lofted rescues.
Lots of great options there, the QI10 rescue. Brian, thanks for your time.
You bet.
Many thanks to Brian Basil for joining us discussing the new QI10 line of drivers, fairway woods, and rescues. So earlier in the show, I told you all about the driver that I've been fit into. How about Mark Sacchino? When we come back here on our TaylorMade product special, the Z-Man is going to join for a full breakdown of what he is going to be gaming in 2024. This is our TaylorMade product special right here on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC presented by TaylorMade was brought to you by Movember, the official men's health partner of Golf Talk Canada. You can get involved and help change the face of men's health by visiting Movember.com today. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by TaylorMade. This segment of GTC is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories. Visit weathertech.ca.
Welcome back inside our TaylorMade product special here on GTC. Adam Scully in studio. Now joining us is Mark Sacchino, who is in Florida right now. Mark, we just heard from Brian Basil all about the driver, fairway wood, the rescue, the QI10. Before we get into the specifics of what you're currently gaming, what's your overall perspective and opinion on the QI10s?
Well, it's a new era, right, Skulls? It's 10K inertia. I mean, a forgiveness mountain that we have climbed that we have never seen before. I think it's a huge win for the average golfer. If you're between an 8 and a, say, a 20 handicap, and forgiveness is important to you, and you know where you strike the golf ball on the face is not as consistent as, say, you know, somebody who's like a 1, a 2, or 3, certainly a professional, this could be a life-changing number for you, this 10K inertia, because the stability at the bottom, the tightness of dispersion, the amount of forgiveness, it's absolutely off the charts. It really is. So, I think it's a game changer if you live in that world. Now, with that being said, let's not forget that Colin Morikawa has the Max in the bag for the year. He started the year playing the Max. Rory's got the standard model. The LS was in Tiger's bag. So we're going to see all three different models at the tour level. So it can help anyone. And I really think we're at a time in history where guys like you and I, we just don't automatically go to the Stealth Plus. We don't just automatically go to the Sim 1. So we don't just automatically go to the LS. I think we need to take our time in the fitting process, almost reverse engineer the process, maybe introduce the Max, see what the numbers are like. Because if you can get the numbers you want, Adam, if you get the spin numbers and the launch angle, and you can get what you want off the Max, then why not go with the most forgiveness we have ever seen in the history of driver manufacturing, fairway wood manufacturing, et cetera. So I think it's going to be a really cool year.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really cool year too. And I love that all three models, especially for the driver specifically, are on all professional tours, which is really cool to see. So let's take a deep dive into your fitting process with the driver. Did you hit all three models, Mark?
Yeah, I did. And I kind of did really go about that process. I actually skipped the middle model because I started with the Max to see, get a foundation really of where we were going to be. And, I don't have the club head speed that I used to, and I certainly don't have anywhere near your club head speed, like not even in the ballpark. But what I do have is I'm very efficient because I tend to hit the center of the face way more often than not. And my launch conditions and my spin rate is very good. So when I got into the Max, it was quite clear that I really didn't need the forgiveness. I'm talking from a driver perspective right now, not necessarily a fairway wood perspective. We started with driver, and in order for me to maximize my speed, I had to go immediately to LS. So we started with Max. The story of my driver fitting was going to become quite clear quite early, and then we j jumped. So we jumped to LS right away. We dialed it down to 7 degrees. We got the weight in the toe to get cut bias because, as you know, I've always, my miss is always been growing up that the hook, and if I so as a lefty, if I can take out the right side of the golf course, then I can swing as hard as I want and just get feel confident. So we get that setup going, and got and just started experimenting with very stiff, low spin, low launch shafts, and got the numbers we wanted quite quickly. It was not a hard fitting. I could use the Fujikura 2.0 Pro shaft that was in my Stealth Plus. It worked fine. I could also get into a Ventus Black 6X, a very similar shaft to my Fujikura 2.0 6X. So, I mean, we've got a couple of options in the shaft. The important thing was it was extra stiff, somewhere in the mid 60 gram range, and a super low launch, a low spin profile. So as long as I was using a shaft like that and had that loft dialed down, I was getting that, those 1600, 1700, 1800 RPMs of spin, launching it at, 16, 17, 18 degrees launch. And, my efficiency, my smash factor was like 1.5. And I was right there where I used to be. And I gained a couple of miles an hour. And that was just with the new head. And not even looking at the new golf ball yet, which is a story I know we'll get into. So I'm really happy with the driver this year and can't wait to really get it outside a lot and lean on it on venues where I know where my drives come down.
Right, and we're on the same wavelength as that too. I was also fit into the QI10 LS, an 8 degree head. I've got the Fujikura Ventus TR Black 7X, so that is still waiting to be shipped my way. It was currently on back order as guys on tour want the shaft ahead of me, obviously. So I'm looking forward, Mark, this week while I'm in Portugal to actually hit the driver for the first time outdoors. I went to a simulator, hit it once, but from what we saw from the numbers when we got to spend some time at TaylorMade HQ in December, my expectations are sky high because we saw some wild numbers back then, didn't we?
Yeah, I think, I mean, at your speed, Adam, which is just excessive ball speed and swing speed, having a head that and we got to be clear here on this, even the LS model, so even the model that is built for speed, built for personalization, is still dramatically more forgiving than the previous models in that lane. So, for example, if you're Mark Zucchino, and you were a Sim One, and you were a Stealth Plus, and now you are moving into the new driver. The LS model of the QI10 is still going to be dramatically more forgiving than anything you played in the previous models, which allows you to swing at a higher speed, so more towards the ceiling of your output, and not have to worry about being as exact and precise as you've been in the past. So if you're going at it, for example, Adam, as you like to do at 110%, and you happen to not catch the dive, your losses and your dispersion are going to be way tighter and way better than ever before, which gives you the confidence to rip at it. So a lot of this is psychological. And I think I saw that with you when we were at HQ, because like everybody there is like loves to watch you hit the long ball. So we're all egging you on and trying to get you to swing even harder. Oh, come on, Adam, you got more than that. And knowing that you don't have to be perfect is allowing you to kind of go at it at maybe a speed that would have been reserved for the driving range in the past. It might be now a speed that you might consider when you get to like a 600 yard par five. I mean, you get to a par five that in your mind, Adam, is always going to be a three shotter, but now you know you've got that little wiggle room with the head. So why not try to, you know, bring out the crazy one that flies 340, which I know you're capable of, but you know, something usually reserved for the driving range. But if you know it's not going to be OB and you know it's not going to be off the ballpark if you miss it, then where's the harm in trying to swing it like that?
I love it. You're getting me excited, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of content surrounding that in terms of going at it at 110% or full tilt, if you will. We're in conversation here with Mark Sacchino. This is our Golf Talk Canada TaylorMade product special. Our season premiere on TV aired last night, airing throughout the day to today on Wednesday. So we discussed the driver. Mark, how about now the fairway woods? Because I know you've got a couple of different options now ready to rock for this season in terms of the QI10 fairway medals, don't you?
I got decisions, Adam, and it is so difficult, and I'm going to need to get outside and play some golf. And we're lucky to have, you know, our presenting sponsor with TaylorMade along with Victor Mahoney, and we're part of, you know, Team TaylorMade, so we have the ability to tweak and look at these options. But I really suggest everybody kind of, you know, considers some different options. Just do not go to the automatic setup that you've always had. So I've got the tour model dialed down 3 wood to 13 degrees, dialed down 5 wood to 17 degrees. That allows not only the ball to go further, but for me, as you know, anytime I can open the face a little bit, a couple degrees, and encourage that fade profile, it's something I'm going to want to do. So I do it there. Then that heavy gram weight in the bottom, you can put it all the way forward in the face and just try to hit that monster as long as you can go, or peel it back. The further you pull it back to the back of the head, you're lowering the center of gravity, making the club more forgiving, and creating a higher launch angle, even with the dialed down face. That's currently where I have it right now. And I've always been in love with my 5-wood. The last three generations of 5-wood has been my money club. And my 3-wood has always been my most inconsistent club in my bag. I think that is kind of fair to say. So what I'm hopeful for is being able to add a little spin to the 3-wood, being able to play with that plate in the back. It might give me just that little bit more forgiveness I need to make that 13-degree 3-wood a little bit more reliable for me, with something that isn't just a flat, perfect lie or off the tee. When you get that little 3-wood that isn't exactly on a flat piece of ground, you know, golf's played outside. It's not played in a dome. So to have a club in the bag where you're kind of not 100% sure with the ball above your feet, beneath your feet, et cetera, can be troublesome sometimes. So I'm hopeful there. We're going to have to wait and see and get it outside. But here's the flip side of the coin, Skulls. Mm-hmm. For the first time in a very long time, I have a hybrid in the bag, or potentially in the bag, that I absolutely love. So I've got the Tour Model QI Hybrid. Mm-hmm. It is a number four. No, excuse me, a number three.
Right.
And I've got it stock right now. I have not opened the face. I've got it at 19.5 degrees. And I'm hitting this thing on an absolute rope, and I'm flying it 225 blindfolded stock without even trying. Okay. I also have potentially in the bag a max three wood, tons of forgiveness. And the max model of the three wood is a couple degrees weak. It's 16 degrees. So it's almost like a four wood.
Right.
And I've got a heavy, heavy Ventus Black 7X in this to take some spin off. And it's also a half inch under in length to create more of a four wood type option. So I've got a potential option here where I could take two fairway metals out of the bag and replace it with one fairway metal that is the go-to fairway metal and a hybrid. So I don't know. Stay tuned. We can pick up this conversation end of May when you and I have had the opportunity to beat on these things in some warmer temperatures outside and see where we landed and see where we line up. And, you know, the good news here is you don't got a bad choice. That's the good news. This is all beneficial, and it's nice to have different options. And the other thing too, Adam, nice to have different options for different setups and different golf courses, right? I mean, if I don't have a need to be hitting bullet spoons all day, if we're not overseas playing in Europe and we need the wind ball, then maybe it doesn't make sense to have that 13 degree in the bag on North American soil. So we'll see, but this will be a fun conversation come the end of May.
Yeah, it'll be a great conversation to have end of May. And for me personally, I have the QI Tour 5-wood in the bag, dialed down to about a 4-wood. So I gamed something similar the past couple of years with Stealth and Stealth 2 in terms of the fairway woods. But something I'm very intrigued about this season, Mark, and I'm curious for your perspective, is I'm gaming a 7-wood this year for the first time. And I know these are becoming much more, a lot more PGA Tour players are using 7-woods overall, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not the senior club anymore, is it? Right? I mean, you got guys on tour, some of the best players in the world with ridiculous ball speeds. We're talking Adam Scully ball speeds here on the PGA Tour, and they're going to 7-wood. And you know, why is that, is the question. Well, I mean, the versatility of the 7-wood from uneven lies, from bad rough, from, you know, spots of bother, it's just way more versatile than long irons. And also the firmness of greens that the best players in the world play on. These things are concrete most weeks. So to be able to bring something in from, you know, 240 yards, 230 for the real monsters, 250, but somewhere in that 230 to 250 range, to be able to drop it in from the heavens, you can access some hole locations, especially at par fives, and really bring three into play on par fives. You know, I watch these guys every week out there, and unless your name is Rory McIlroy and you can hit it into windows in the sky that nobody else can see, most of these guys, when they get to par fives, are being forced to create a shape, maybe a shape they're not comfortable with, maybe being forced to play a cover number to the front edge. Because when they're coming in with 5-wood, when they're coming in with driving iron, et cetera, they know it's going to have some runout. So they need to play for that release, and they got to play to that cover number, which usually brings some type of penalty into play, whether it's a front bunker, whether it's a water feature, et cetera. You got 7-wood in the bag, and it's coming in at a different vertical from a much higher apex. The peak is so much higher. Well, now you're playing that shot from 230 more like you're playing a shot from 180. You know, you're talking drop and stop technology. So it's a game changer. It's a real game changer, especially in certain venues around the PGA Tour. Amex, Waste Management, some spots on the Florida Swing, i.e. the Players Championship. You get to those types of golf courses, and a 7-wood for these guys is a whole new weapon.
It certainly is. I can't wait to have it in the bag, the seven wood for me this year. Okay, Mark, you're going to be by a little later in the show because we're going to hear all about the new TaylorMade TP5 5X golf ball because I know we have some big opinions on how successful this ball is going to be. So you'll be by a little later in the show for a full debrief on the new golf ball. This is our TaylorMade product special right here on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by TaylorMade, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by TaylorMade. This segment of GTC is brought to you by Play Golf Myrtle Beach, home to 80 great courses, 60 miles of sandy shores, endless dining and entertainment. Visit PlayGolfMyrtleBeach.com to start planning your golf trip today.
Wrapping up hour one of our TaylorMade product special here on the TSN Radio Network, Adam Scully here in studio. So we've learned all about the drivers, fairway woods, rescue. Love what Zucchino has in the bag this year. Looking forward to hearing what Bob will be gaming a little later on too. But how about the irons here? Let's learn all about the new QI irons with Matt Bovey from TaylorMade.
All right, Matt, another year, the QI irons. That's the story this year. Game improvement line, and this iron designed for straight distance, statistically straighter than the competition. How so?
All right, well, that's a loaded question. Yeah, QI iron delivering straight distance in 24, and really it comes down to controlling how the face flexes at that point of impact. We can get into the weeds, but essentially, we want to be able to make sure we're providing that straight distance through the entire set, and long irons have the natural tendency to go right. When you have a fast face iron, it wants to put cut spin on the ball. TaylorMade has patented technologies allowing us to straighten out that ball flight. So it doesn't matter whether you're hitting a long iron or a short iron, we make sure you're accurate.
And that's where the new integrated system design comes in, because you look at the 4 iron, you look at the 7 iron, you look at the 9 iron, they're all different in so many ways, correct?
Yeah, so individual head design on every iron inside the Q iron set here. So your long irons, they're designed to not only go straight, but also be easier to launch in the air. The face is designed with a brand new speed pocket, that's that line you see on the bottom of the sole, to promote higher launch. As you move through the bag, that face design and speed pocket changes to give you the performance you need out of that specific iron. So your 7 iron sweet spot's maximized and your short iron CG moves up, allowing you to flight that ball down, control spin, and really hold greens.
And then there's the flighted CG for optimal trajectories, and this varies within the bag as well?
Correct. So every iron individually designed, and flighted CG is what brings them together on the whole to be a cohesive set. Again, each iron, you want to hit a certain trajectory window, and your impact location changes, and where you want the sweet spot, you want to shift it lower in the face and the long irons, a little bit up in the short irons. Flighted CG delivers that, again, giving you the performance you need out of that specific club.
There's so much technology just overall jam-packed into this. And how long has this idea really been in the works for the QI irons?
In terms of straight distance? Or
yes.
Okay. Yeah, so straight distance has been something that we've been trying to achieve for years, and we've been working towards that. And we have a history of that, actually. You look at our face technologies, inverted cone to progressive inverted cone. Now we have this organic face design called OptiFace. It just allows us to tailor the performance that much more, to get more launch where we need it, get the right amount of spin coming off the face to make sure we have straight distance through the entire set. So years in the making, and of course it requires new optimization tools inside R&D as well. So something the team is very, very proud of.
And something the team should also be very proud of, another big part of this iron, is the larger sweet spot. How much
Absolutely.
Bigger is this sweet spot than the last game improvement iron?
So 14% larger on the QI iron, and that's over Stealth. That was an industry-leading iron for 2 full years. And you think about the irons that are typically in a player's bag, they're usually 5, 6, 7, 8 years old sometimes. Massive, massive difference in performance if you're playing older product, even if you're comparing it to Stealth.
Now, you mentioned Stealth there a couple times and the success it had, but how much did you learn from the Stealth iron that you were able to apply to the QI?
I mean, every time we come out with a product, we always learn from it, and it allows us to find new ways to optimize performance. We learn from a cosmetic aspect, we learn from a shaping aspect, and certainly from that right tendency aspect and pulling that aspect out here. So a lot goes into every iron, and we build on the technology from the previous model.
So that's the QI. How about the QIHL? First of all, what does the HL stand for?
HL stands for higher and lighter. So that HL iron is a model designed to promote faster club head speed and higher launch. So a lot of times when you're a player that needs a little more launch angle, you might be a slower swing speed player. Some players just need a little extra help getting the ball in the air. It's designed to have 2 degrees weaker loft that gives you some higher launch, but it has a lighter club head mass, a lighter shaft, a lighter grip, overall lighter club package to really promote that faster swing speed, which again will increase your launch, your carry distance, all good things for those players.
A couple of great options here with the QI and the QIHL. Can't wait to try them out. Matt, thanks for your time today.
Always.
Some great technology in the new QI irons from TaylorMade. And for all things TaylorMade, go check out TaylorMadeGolf.ca for the latest and the greatest in terms of more information on these new irons. Okay, that wraps up hour one of our TaylorMade product special. Coming up in hour two, a deep dive on the new golf balls, the new TaylorMade TP5 and 5X golf balls, where many tour players, these are professional golfers, are seeing half a club longer just by switching out the golf ball. We'll learn all about the new golf balls, plus Mark Sacchino going to join again, Kristen Murphy too, and you won't believe the distance gains Murph has gotten with her new TaylorMade set of clubs. All that and more coming up hour two right here on our TaylorMade product special.
This segment of GTC, presented by TaylorMade, was brought to you by Play Golf Myrtle Beach, the golf capital of the world. Thank you for listening to Hour 1 of GTC. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Golf Talk Canada and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For show archives, podcasts, and all things GTC, visit GolfTalkCanada.com. And don't miss Golf Talk Canada Television, weekly on the TSN Television Network. This is Hour 2 of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management. For over 18 years, our focus has been on helping Canadians stay invested in all market conditions, including this one. Why Picton Mahoney? Visit PictonMahoney.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino, Bob Weeks, and Adam Scully.
Welcome back to Hour 2, the back nine here on GTC. Adam Scully here in studio. Z-Man joining us shortly. Kristen Murphy too. Bob will be back next week for our Players' Championship preview show. Well, last night on TSN, our season premiere of GTC TV aired. It was our TaylorMade product special. We're going to continue that product special here on radio for the next hour. And next up on our special is the golf ball. And these new TaylorMade TP5 and 5X golf balls are filled with new revolutionary technology that has helped a lot of players already not only have success professionally, but they're hitting the ball a whole lot longer. For much more on how these new balls came to be and the technology behind them, I had a chance to speak with Mike Fox from TaylorMade. Super exciting golf ball story from TaylorMade in 2024. For much more, now joining us, good friend of the show, Mike Fox. Mike, welcome back to Golf Talk Canada.
Oh, it's fantastic being back, Scully. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we'll get into the complete golf ball story in 2024 because it is a spicy one, to say the least. But just generally, overall, how much detail goes into the making of any TaylorMade golf ball?
Oof. Details is a perfect word. I mean, the lead time on developing golf balls is upwards of 6 or 7 years when you start talking about dimple patterns. I mean, it is as long lead time as anything we do. But then when you take into material creation, I mean, it's pushing 10 years. You just think about creating a raw material like Speedwrap Core, which is a core additive for us. I mean, that's something we've been working on with our chemists and our advanced research team and our material suppliers, because you have to basically create new chemical properties that haven't been used before in golf, develop them, make sure you can manufacture them, test them, and then building them into an industrialization phase takes forever. But in addition to that, flight testing with new dimple patterns is just as complicated. Trying to create new dimple patterns takes years and years. And then once you eventually create it, you have to then create 5,000 tools. And I know you had the pleasure of being our factory down there. We have thousands of tools that have the design of our dimple pattern in it that we ship all over the world to all of our tailor-made facilities. And it takes years to develop the dimple pattern. And it takes almost a year just to create all the metal tools that we inject the urethane into to then press the cavities together to make those golf balls. So those are just two components, and we haven't even gotten to the five layers that exist within the golf ball yet. And all the feedback goes back and forth with our tour players and our testing groups. The details are a lot. I mean, we're testing hundreds of thousands of shots in the creation of a golf ball, indoors, outdoors, and what we have the most advanced testing facility and driving range in the world. It is details is a good way of putting it, because there is an infinite amount of them.
Yeah, you mentioned the golf ball plant in South Carolina, and that was such a cool experience. And I know our viewers and listeners are really going to enjoy the ball tour that we are giving them on this show. Now, obviously, TaylorMade TP5, TP5X, that was a great success story for years on all levels of professional golf. And the golf ball this year, it's just gotten better in so many ways. Tell us about the technologies behind the new TaylorMade TP5 and 5X.
Yeah, so the first thing on the TP5 and 5X, we want everyone to know, is this ball's long. I mean, this thing goes forever, and I know you got to experience that firsthand as well. That's really what we stood for a long time, is uncompromised distance, but still incredible greenside spin. That's what five layers allows us to do, and these new golf balls do that more than it ever has before. And it's why all the golfers we're seeing starting to switch into it on the tour player perspective. And there's been so much buzz built up in the marketplace waiting for it to come out. So if you're someone that likes hitting it far, it's definitely a golf ball to take a look at. So that's really the first piece, is we wanted to make, kind of get that championship belt back, is having that longest product out there. And from a technology standpoint, we didn't want to do that by sacrificing feel. We know that feel is as important to golfers as anything. And we've had longer products before that we hadn't launched because the feel just wasn't at a level where the golfer was worth picking up that extra distance for. And that material that I talked about before, which our SpeedWrap core, allowed us to control the sound of the new TP5 and 5X to create faster constructions and longer golf balls, but at lower audible hertz, so better feel than we've had before. So again, longer, faster product, but at softer feels than we've had in the past for both the TP5 and 5X. And again, that's that. I know it sounds simple, but we've never truly fully decoupled distance and speed worth as feel and sound. And we've always kind of done little things like, oh, if we maybe like a little thicker cover, we can maybe make it sound a little softer, feel a little softer. And that does a little bit, but doesn't truly decouple the two. This new SpeedWrap core, this new core additive, truly allows us to control sound like we've never had before, to give you that better feel and that softer feel, but at those faster speeds, so it doesn't negatively hurt it. And that's really what's special about these new products, is all that distance I talked about is there, but it's now at a softer feel than we've ever had before.
Yeah, so you mentioned SpeedWrap, and many might, think of P790 and
Yeah.
SpeedFoam, and those
Yeah.
two can be comparable, correct?
Yeah, it's a fantastic comparison. Both SpeedWrap on our new golf ball and SpeedFoam with P790 are additives, or additives actually to the inside of the golf ball. And they're there to control the sound of the products. On P790, SpeedFoam is injected into the iron to allow us to make thinner faces and faster constructions and longer irons. Same thing on SpeedWrap. SpeedWrap is a core additive that allows us to control the sounds of that golf ball to make faster constructions and longer golf balls. Both SpeedWrap and SpeedFoam are internal sound control mechanisms to allow her to make faster constructions than we've ever made before, and then overall longer products. But again, as everyone out knows here, if we gave you the worst sounding iron that went forever and the worst sounding golf ball that went forever, no one would play it. And we know that. We've tried, we've tested it. So having these golf balls and irons that we can control the sound and have it feel the way everyone wants it to feel, but now it's faster and longer than it's been before, is truly an incredible separator for us.
So you mentioned the golf ball is longer, and many watching, listening to this might think, how much longer? And I know some of your pros have gone out and actually done testing, including one, Ricky Fowler, who did the TP5 5X 5x5 challenge. Why don't you tell our audience a little about that?
The most common thing we continue to get, and we got from Rory McIlroy 2 weeks ago, is we're a half a club to a club longer than they've been before. And again, I mean, just think about how much that is. That's game changing, right? If you can hit a 9 iron and 7 8 iron or 7 iron and 7 6 iron. That's going to help you play better. I mean, Rory McIlroy put the golf ball in play for the, I mean, he had never played a full round with it. We've tested him with it, but he never played a full round with it until the first event in Dubai where he shot 9 under with it. I mean, that's incredible to be able to be a half a club to a club longer and do all the calculations that he has to go through and shoot 9 under. Ricky Fowler was the same way. He was almost a full club longer than he'd been. But what's really cool about the new 5 and 5X is the way we're getting to this distance isn't something that's going to be, well, yeah, it might be a half a club to a club for Rory, but it's going to be 2 yards for me. The way we're getting you a lot of that distance is a combination of speed, spin, and optimized dimple patterns with the new TP5X. And with spin and the dimple particularly, that's something that's going to help all golfers. With this 5x5 that you're referencing is, hey, hit 5 shots with our ball, 5 shots with the ball you're playing, and we'll show you a half a club for the most part. And we're seeing that consistently with pretty much all the golfers out there, which has been a really special product. With golf balls particularly, when we say we can have a product that's measurably and noticeably better, meaning that, heck, it's not just me getting data from all of our engineers saying, look, we could measure it, it's better. But actually you going out there testing it and knowing and noticing the difference, it is really special, particularly for a golf ball.
And I did the exact same test back a couple of months ago. And with a 6 iron, like these guys have been too, I was half a club further, about 5 to 6 yards more of carry with my 6 iron to the previous model of the TP5 5X, which was certainly mind-blowing to see. Now, those watching, those listening are loving everything they're hearing, but they're wondering, which ball is for me? How do they decide whether they go 5X or 5?
It's the biggest question we get is, what ball's for me? And even when we ask golfers, hey, why are you playing your existing golf ball? Most of them have no idea. Oh, it's the one I've always played, or, you know, someone gave it to me. I mean, if you're an average player, and again, I don't mean that negatively. You know, I think we're both average players, but if you're in that mid high handicapper, depending how you play, it's really what you're looking for mostly out of your golf ball. And typically you get 2 primary benefits. You get distance and you get feel, or you get distance and you get spin around the green or control. If you're looking for maximizing your distance and the golf ball to go as far as possible, TP5X is your ball. That's what it's designed to do, is be the longest product out there without sacrifices around the green. But if you're someone that cares more about control around the green, spin around the green, soft feel, not that TP5X doesn't have great spin around the green or great feel, but it's just not the primary benefit of that product. So if you're someone that's primary benefits is spin, control, feel, then TP5 is your product. So that's kind of the easy preference-based decision. The slightly more advanced fitting is spin-based. If you're someone that's looking to lower their spin on their driver and long irons, then you should be looking at TP5X. If you're someone that's looking to maximize your spin, or needs more spin with your driver and long irons, or more spin around the green, then TP5 is your ball. And that's really how we fit a lot of tour players. It's mostly spin based. Is the TP5X in general is lower spin with the driver, lower spin with the irons, and lower spin with the wedges. Still very high compared to all the other competitive products out there, just lower spin when you compare it to TP5. And then TP5 will be higher spin with the drivers, still low driver spin, but higher compared to TP5X. Higher with the irons and then definitely higher with the wedges.
That's a lot of great information there. And I know people listening will definitely take all this into account when they decide which golf ball is for them. So there's a lot of great technology stories in 2024, just in regards to the golf ball itself. But let's just say this year, some golf balls might be looking a little different. And that's where visual tech comes in. We'll get to the new ball a little later, which is not released yet. So we won't talk about that just yet. But first, visual tech players on tour. We learned a couple of things back in South Carolina about how you don't need a number on a golf ball. You could use a logo instead. Why don't you take us through the whole logo and visual tech story with balls in 2024?
I mean, heck, we used to joke all the time, right? Golf balls are all white, round, and sit on the ground. That ain't a thing anymore. For us, if you can visually represent yourself with your more personally identified with your product, without sacrificing performance, why wouldn't you? And that's honestly the tact all of our athletes are taking. Obviously, the first big one is guys like Tommy Fleetwood and Ricky Fowler playing Pix golf balls. And we have a new Pix design that's easier to see and easier to align. But Tommy Fleetwood won with Pix just 2 weeks ago out in the Dubai event, which was, again, incredible. It's his second win with our picks product. But then all of our other athletes where picks just might be a little bit too much for. Hey, you know what? I'm a great putter, or I'm not necessarily need all that help. What else can I have? And what we're seeing with all of our other athletes is this my symbol that we're referring to. I'm with you. I actually didn't realize you don't need a number on your golf ball either. I just thought that was an important thing that the USGA required. And we checked with the USGA and they're like, no, we just need a brand stamp and a side stamp. And we're like, okay, great. So it opened up this kind of world of personal identification that honestly never existed before. Everyone had looked at numbers. And if you were really special, maybe you did two numbers, like 99. And I think that's Gretzky behind you. And that was really special. But why stop there? You know, why not go four numbers, right? Your birthday or your kids or whatever it might be, or alphanumeric. You know, you can go Adam on there, or you can do A money with an A dollar sign. You have some fun with it. But then take it a step further. Why not start throwing logos on there? The logo of your golf club, the logo of your favorite sports team, the logo of something you associate yourself with, you know, whether it's, you look like a butterfly guy, beer or whatever it might be. Yeah. You know, just have some fun. And my favorite is the first time Colin Morikawa used, we made a little caricature of his dog, Koa. And, you know, everyone's on the first tee. What are you using? Oh, I got a number one, Titleist. I got a number three, Callaway. Yeah, I got my dog. And everyone's like, what the heck you mean? He's like, yeah, I got my dog. He's right there. They're like, can you do that? He's like, yeah, you can do it. I'm like, great. He's like, why wouldn't you then? I mean, we're able to provide custom product as easy as we can stock product. We've built the most modern infrastructure in the world around it, and it's going to completely flip the game, whether it's Rory using Roars now in that space, or Ricky using the motocross logo, or Nelly using the cool lion logo with their initials built into it because John Daly was her favorite player forever. I mean, these are all incredible stories that golfers now get to tell. Just, we all like being a little different. I'm sure for any of the listeners out there, how many of you have custom head covers out there? That market is huge. I rarely see core golfers that don't have a different putter or driver or fairway wood cover. And now being able to do that with your golf ball and being able to change it whenever you want for just a couple bucks more has been so much fun for us.
Those new golf balls from TaylorMade are certainly awesome. When we come back here on GTC, Mark Sacchino going to join the show for much more on his experience so far with the new irons. This is our TaylorMade product special right here on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC was presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management. For over 18 years, our focus has been on helping Canadians stay invested in all market conditions, including this one. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management. This segment of GTC is brought to you by Cobble Beach, Georgian Bay's extraordinary waterfront golf resort community. To learn more about their award-winning golf course and growing community, visit cobblebeach.com today.
Welcome back inside our TaylorMade product special here on Golf Talk Canada. Adam Scully here in studio, now bringing Mark Sacchino back into the show. And Mark, we just heard Mike Fox describe the new TP5 and 5X golf ball. And yes, I know it's early in the golf season, but you've had a chance to hit this golf ball a little bit. What have been your impressions of the new ball?
Well, I can tell you it's longer. I just don't know how much yet. Indoors on a 7-iron, now just a 7-iron, I was somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 yards longer on a 7-iron indoors. Outdoors, I was playing with it, Adam, on the West Coast Swing, which is the home of the professional 150-yard 8-iron. I mean, the ball goes nowhere on the West Coast Swing. Marine layer, it's heavy air, Pebble Beach, just forget it. And I got out to Spanish Bay and Spyglass Hill, and I'm usually a full iron shorter on the West Coast Swing from Toronto to the West Coast. And I can tell you it was a half a club only. So I'm seeing improvements already. And that was in cold, damp weather. And it was only a half a club. So exciting news there. Can't wait to get it on golf courses I'm more familiar with because it's longer off the driver as well. With the new driver, with the greater ball speed and more forgiveness, and now the new ball, I'm curious to see if, you know, I get to the Toronto Hunt Club and you know, at number five, where I normally hit, you know, a six iron into the green on the regular, am I hitting a seven now? It's going to be interesting to see, you know, or is it a hard eight? That's where it gets really fun. And for the average golfer who doesn't want to be longer, I'll tell you this too, Adam. I'll let you a little secret into the sick mind of Mark Zucchino on how this is why when they see me coming up at the lab, everybody runs in opposite directions. This is how crazy I am. I love my irons to play a little heavy. That's why in the past I've always played my irons a little, you know, half inch over, three quarters inch over, depending on the iron and the head model I'm playing. It's to get that head weight up. I love a good heavy iron. And when you go to a heavy iron, you don't really spin the ball as much. So I've always played the TP5X because I like the lower spin. I wanted to go further off the driver. And off the irons, I don't want to rip the cover off the ball. I want it to kind of just drop and stop. If I'm playing to 180 yards, I want to know I'm going to fly this 178. It's going to net out 180. It's going to stay somewhere around the number I fly it. I don't want to be peeling it back 15 feet, et cetera, et cetera. Now, little secret here. I lighten up my wedges. Sand wedge and lob wedge. My lob wedge especially is dramatically lighter in swing weight than the rest of my irons in my bag. Why? Because you can swing full throttle at a lob wedge and you can create a faster speed from a shorter distance, like a 60-yard, 70-yard shot. And with the lighter head, great, with the greater speed, you can create spin even off the X and truly off the TP5 for sure. You can create greater levels of RPMs off lighter wedges from shorter distances that normally you can't create until you get to stock numbers or fuller numbers. So if you want to spin the golf ball more around the greens this season, go TP5. And if you want TP5X for the longer off the tee, consider a lighter lob wedge and a lighter sand wedge.
You've just put my mind into a pretzel thinking about that, but it makes a lot of sense. I'm intrigued about this now to truly put it into play. And one thing that we showed on our TaylorMade product special on television, which aired last night and throughout the day today too, is the TaylorMade 5x5 challenge. And what we did, I hit five TaylorMade TP5Xs of the 2021 model and then hit five of the new 2024 model with six iron. And my club speed remained the same at 99. My ball speed went up four, just switching the ball, just went up 4 degrees. And my overall total was 7 yards further on average. And Mark, the amazing thing is I'd like to think I'm a fairly decent golfer, but at a 4 or 5 handicap and gaining 7 yards with a six iron, guys on tour are seeing half a club to a club longer. Isn't that just wild?
It's insane. It's crazy to think we've arrived here. And here's the craziest part, Adam. When I grew up as a kid playing this game, you know, Bob and I, when we grew up, et cetera, if you wanted to hit the ball farther and you wanted a golf ball to go further, you had to give something up. You had to give up spin around the greens, maybe had to give up, you know, forgiveness or, you know, accuracy, et cetera. The five-layer TP5 golf ball from the day it landed on the market was the straightest golf ball I have ever played in my life. I was down in St. Kitts Nevis on a media trip playing golf in sideways 30-mile-per-hour winds. And Nick gave me a sleeve of the original TP5X. He says, do me a favor, go whack these around and tell me what you think. I came home, coming home along the ocean in a hard left to right wind. So for a lefty that, you know, fights the hook when they're not playing great, that left to right wind is like the worst wind you can give me. And I hit some shots there with an old golf ball that would have missed 30 yards right of the green. And I was on the right fringe with putter in hand or a yard off the right edge with an easy pitcher chip. And I text Nick and I said, what are you guys building here? What is this? This thing won't move in the wind. This is crazy. So now here we are, fast forward all these years later, and you got a golf ball that goes longer, performs better, and is still as straight or better or even straighter than that original golf ball. So you don't have to give up a thing. Awesome, awesome product.
Yeah, it's certainly a really cool product. And before we wrap and sign off here, we spoke at length about the drivers, the fairway woods this year. Combine that with the new golf ball. And Mark, for someone who hasn't had a driver upgrade in 3, 4, 5+ years and adding the golf ball, just imagine the distance these players are going to have, whether they're a weekend warrior who's a 22 handicap or your average 5 handicapper, right?
Yeah, for all the old guys out there, for all the guys approaching 50 or in your 50s or getting up there, if you haven't changed your driver in a few years, if you're playing something with an M in front of it or an R in front of it, and you move to a new driver this year, you get into the Q series with the new golf ball, welcome back to your 30s. Like, I mean, you just got in a time machine and beat Father Time. So, I mean, that's what the real win is here. We're trying to grow the game. The game's on an upswing. It's trying to be fun for everybody. This is going to make it for more fun, more enjoyable. And for some people, who knows, maybe entering the best season of their life. So I can't wait for the feedback from our listeners and viewers, Adam. I can't wait to hear what people think.
Yeah, you and I both, and well, the full recap, because I'm playing 4 times in Portugal for our Golf Away Tours Portuguese Travel Special, and I'll have a full recap of how the new golf ball performed and the new clubs on our show next week. Mark, thanks for your time today. It's been another fun one. We'll talk to you next week on the show, okay?
Adam, have an amazing trip in Portugal. I can't wait to hear all your stories when you're back. I'll see you in person at Augusta in a few weeks. And I can't wait to get on the links and smack it around with you. You have a great trip, buddy.
Thank you very much. Our Golf Talk Canada TaylorMade Product Special continues next.
This segment of GTC, presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management, was brought to you by Cobble Beach, Georgian Bay's extraordinary waterfront golf resort community. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management. This segment of GTC is brought to you by Cadillac and the all-electric vehicles that get you in the game. From Lyriq to the first-ever Escalade IQ, there will be a Cadillac EV icon for you.
Welcome back inside our TaylorMade Product Special. Adam Scully here in studio. Now joining us, good friend of the show, Kristen Murphy, who just had quite the experience at TaylorMade HQ. First of all, Murph, welcome back to GTC. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Adam. How are you?
Couldn't be better. So we spent the first 90 minutes of the show talking about the product line for TaylorMade in 2024, QI10 driver, fairway woods, rescue, new irons, golf ball, and thought we'd have you on because last Monday you got to experience TaylorMade HQ and had a full through the bag fitting. First of all, was this your first time there?
It was my first time there. Yes.
Okay. And you were working with fitter, master fitter, Jared Deal. That's also right.
That's right. Master Fitter is correct. Yeah. Jared is
So,
awesome.
okay, so take us through. So take us through the gauntlet. You walk in and fill us in from there.
Right. Okay. So, well, I'm going to start even earlier. You
Oh,
arrive and
please.
there's a special parking spot rather out front reserved specifically for those that have fitting appointments. So automatically I felt very important, which I'm not, but it was, just lovely from a service perspective. You wheel right up and of course you bring your old clubs with you, so that was just a nice touch I felt to kick things off. And then you've been there, Adam, many times. You walk in that lobby and you just kind of, I felt like a kid in a candy store. You've got the lovely lounge chairs, the golf channel is just kind of running on a loop, and you see big murals of Tiger and Brooke, and Brooke's bag, her tour bag is on display. I thought that was really cool. And you can grab a beverage. So I recommend anyone doing it, go a little bit early and kind of soak it in, because even in the lobby, they've got beer for purchase, and it's just kind of fun to take your time with it. So then I sat in the chair, I watched the recap of Jake Knapp's win just last week. Nap time, don't sleep on nap. All of the puns are available there. So yeah, I just kind of eased into it, and then I was introduced to Jared. And right off the hop, he kind of took me through the process step by step of how things were going to go down, so I knew what to expect. Very helpful if you've never done it before, because you kind of don't necessarily know what to expect, how long it'll be. Do you just fire into new equipment? Do you hit your old clubs first? that kind of thing. So that was very helpful as well. And the process began with sizing up the old sticks, and you know, they see everything through those doors. So I know sometimes people can be a little bit bashful about what they're currently using. Maybe it's, you know, your ancient set that's like a mishmash of clubs from your cousin and your grandpa, and like, who knows, right? But there's nothing to be embarrassed about, and you go in there, you kind of know it can only go up from there. So
well, that's okay. So give us a little background. You don't have to say the brand you were using. Yes. But how much older was your previous set of clubs?
Only a few years, but there were definitely gaps in the bag as far as the specific equipment, different woods, hybrids, things that I didn't have that, well, what I needed to complete my set. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were a few years old, and I didn't have any issues with them. But it's also one of those things where you don't really know what you're missing until you experience the best and getting things tailor-made to your swing. And I could notice a difference right away, which I thought was pretty cool.
Pardon the pun there, but well done there on the tailor-made reference there. We're in conversation here with Kristen Murphy, talking all things tailor-made, what it's like to go get fit for tailor-made club. So you're there with Jared, who is an unbelievable fitter, one of many great fitters there at tailor-made HQ. Did you guys start with the irons, with wedges? Where did you guys begin?
We did, yeah. So we began by, I just hit a few wedges to kind of warm up with my old clubs. Mm-hmm. And you know, they put sensors all over your club so they can track your swing path, your speed, all of the information. And there is a lot of information that obviously the master fitter takes you through afterwards, after you've done enough swings to kind of gather a base point of where you're at. So we did that, and then we moved to a 7-iron. We hit a lot of 7-irons. And then we sort of take a break, have a little water, because you know, it's work. You're putting in work, you're hitting grinding. Shots, yeah. You're grinding, and you know, our golf season hasn't begun yet. So, you know, you're coming in a bit cold, but yeah, there's no rush. And I thought that was another great thing too, is that you can sort of take your time and move at your own pace. So then once we had a good sample size of where things were at, Jared took me through all the numbers, and there are a lot. So you can kind of pick and choose. Obviously, he's the expert. He knows which numbers are important, which ones not so much. And that probably varies depending on the level of golfer that you're at. And so everything is catered to where you are at with the golf swing. So I think some people have a misconception that getting fitted for clubs is only for people that are really, really good golfers. And I think it's good to note that no matter where you're at with your game, getting a custom fitting will definitely benefit you. So then once we went through those numbers, he knew what equipment of the new stuff to pull in order to see what would help my game. And that's really always the goal. So then we started trying new things, tweaking things, hit more golf shots, look at the numbers, and then go from there as far as what matches made the most sense as far as the shaft, the lie, that kind of thing. But yeah, we went through the irons first.
Yeah, and so the irons first. So you landed, did you land on the QI irons?
I did, yes, yes.
Okay, so tell us about how you felt hitting the new irons in terms of, were you getting more distance? Was it more playable?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the number I think people tend to be drawn to first, is how many yards you're hitting it. So automatically I was hitting them further, which is, you know, check, as far as things you want to accomplish if you're getting new golf clubs. And then, yeah, you mentioned it, the misses were definitely less volatile. So, you know, I'm not a scratch golfer. I miss some shots. So if my misses can be better across the board, I think that's massively helpful for anyone. So that was the other big thing that stood out quite a bit. And then other aspects of the new clubs are sort of more difficult to describe, but you can just kind of feel things felt more natural, and like the weight of the club, the shafts, it just felt like I was in something that I should be hitting.
And clubs that are tailor-made for you.
Tailor-made, so, that's right.
Absolutely.
That's
right. We're in conversation here with Kristen Murphy, talking about what it's like to go to TaylorMade HQ and get a full fitting. Because as we've done 20 weeks of TaylorMade, that's what the winner gets. They get the experience that you got to receive just last week. So those are the irons. The irons are always great. You use irons a lot.
Yes.
But We've spent a lot of time. Mark and I spoke for 15 minutes about driver and fairway wood a little earlier in the show. So when you first hit the driver, are you on QI 10 Max or which of the QI 10 series?
Yes, the QI 10 Max. And I just wanted to mention what I ended up going with Please. For the irons was everything from sand wedge to six iron.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, actually maybe just I'll get to the driver in one minute. But then one of the things I mentioned that I was missing was hybrids, like things, a gap between my fairway metals. And so that's something I really needed. And for me, once I'm further out than what a six iron can accomplish, I didn't have anything as sort of go between that and a three wood. So Jared was quick to point out how beneficial it would be to have one or two hybrids. And also they're just so versatile, that kind of club where you can hit it from the rough, it's going to go further. And so that was what we went with next. And then a three wood. And then, of course, the fun club, the big stick, the driver, the QI Max. Yes, yeah. The 10 Max was what I went with.
Well, and I love the post that I saw on the socials with your bouquet of QI 10. What's your experience been like with hybrids or rescues before this? Like, did you find a difference from what you were currently gaming in terms of hybrids to what you now will be gaming?
Yes, for sure. So I just had one, and not to throw anybody under the bus, but it was a gift. And so I had never swung this club before, just throwing it in my bag. Definitely too short for me. And, but you know, I'm like, I've got this thing, I'm going to hit it. It's sort of the only option I have. So as far as my experience of what I was coming in with, not great. And it never felt right. But you know, I was desperate, so I would hit it. So yes, it was a major upgrade. Now I have two options, a four and a five hybrid. So I'm so excited to try those out in different situations.
Yeah, I mean, you try those out and out of the fairways, out of the rough, that sort of thing. And that's where let's get to the big dog. Let's get to the QI 10 Max. How much did you know about the driver in terms of technology and the upgrade before walking in there that day?
I had seen the advertisements and knew a little bit about it, but Jared really explained how the technology worked. And I certainly didn't know as much as I did when I left, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And one thing just overall in the fitting process, and what I love about working with Jared or working with Mac or any of the other fitters in there, is that they might give you a tip or two, but it's not a lesson. Like you're swinging your swing. Like he could give you a lesson, but you're not, that's not a natural motion. And that's something that I really have enjoyed, you know, since I first started doing this in 2016 and going all the time, is that they might give you a slight alteration, try a little this ball position here, maybe move something back there, but they're not totally flipping the switch in your golf game.
No, that I think there's definitely something behind, you know, swing your swing. We see it a lot out on the PGA tours and LPGA tours. People, not everyone's swing looks the same, but you make it work. But that being said, if there's something obvious where it's ball position, I'm glad you mentioned that, because Jared did point something out with my setup, and then I changed it, and it was instantly like such a massive improvement. So I'm like, well, this is not my only new clubs, but I got a little tip, like to the point where I took out my phone, I took a couple notes, and I thought, but you're right, it was just a little tidbit. But, you know, as we know, golf is such a mental game. If there's like one thing you can think of or focus on that's going to make a difference and someone points that out to you, and I'll take those tips any day of the week.
Well, especially, you know, we're Canadian, it's early March. Yes, it's nice out as we're recording right now, but generally it's not this nice. And, you know, on Instagram, every other account's giving you a swing tip. I don't know how many times I've been in the living room just, I saw this on Instagram, I'm going to pull up my seven iron here and try not to hit the ceiling. But, but Jared's awesome for that. So walk us through the driver fitting process. Do you know how many different shafts you did try out?
Only about two or three. It didn't take long. I'm in something fairly standard. So, it wasn't too many, but, you know, they tweak the loft and that kind of thing. And it's just so fun hitting driver. And then you all of a sudden have this brand new shiny toy in your hands and you're like, I can spend a few hours here, you know?
Yeah. That's basically golf, La La Land or Wonderland, as I like to call it. So do you happen to know just how much distance you gained? Like what are your new specs in terms of, like, did you gain 7 yards versus your previous driver?
It with the driver, it had to have been 30 yards.
30 yards.
Yeah. No, it was a massive difference. So I don't know if part of that was the golf lesson, the tidbits, and part of that was the new equipment for sure. But it was an instant massive improvement.
Okay, 30 yards. I've heard 15, I've heard 10, I've heard, but 30. Okay, that's awesome. Now, do you know when during the fitting, were you using the 2024 golf ball? Do you know?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was.
Yes.
So I'm sure that helped things as well.
Well, okay. It's so funny you mentioned that because so this golf ball for guys on tour or everyone on tour, they're half a club longer. And these are professional golfers. So this goes exactly what Mark and I were talking about no more than 10 minutes ago on this show, where we spoke about how people on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour are putting this ball into play and getting a half club longer. Then there's, we call ourselves weekend warriors. We don't play this game for a living. Sometimes we like to think we do, but we don't. Right. 30 yards. Murph, that's insane.
I know. Obviously, it wasn't on every single shot, but there was a, it was, yeah, it blew my mind. And I was a very happy person leaving that place, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, we exchanged a couple of texts that evening, and I could feel your excitement going directly through the iMessage as the thought bubbles were coming in one at a time. But for you, I know the really cool part about this whole process is you did this last Monday, and was it last Friday morning that a couple of boxes showed up?
Yes, I was shocked. I could not believe, you know, I was told sort of like 5 to 7 business days. And so I got fitted on Monday, and Friday morning before heading into TSN, there was a knock on the door, and I had no idea. I just was not expecting them, and there they were. And so naturally I might have been a minute or two late going into the office that day. Just I needed some personal time with the clubs. It was awesome. And I was shocked. But talk about customer service. And just honestly, second to none.
Yeah, it's certainly great. Now, before we wrap here, have you been into a sim with the new gear yet?
No, but my afternoon's open, Adam. So I'm going to be heading out shortly.
Okay, well, you're heading out shortly. I want you to post some content. I want to make sure you tag Golf Talk Canada because our social media team will be reposting that for sure as we go out. Murph, thanks for your time today. That's awesome that you enjoyed the experience. And 30 yards. Like, I'm really having a hard time processing this. 30 yards longer. You're going to be longer in 2024.
I know. Watch out. Well, just special thanks again to Jared and the whole team over at TaylorMade. It was just a spectacular experience, and I really encourage anyone to do it.
There you go. And TaylorMadeGolf.ca for much more on all things TaylorMade. We'll wrap up our TaylorMade product special next.
This segment of GTC, presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management, was brought to you by Cadillac's all-electric vehicles that get you in the game. Choose from a $750 credit with Flow or installation of a Level 2 home charging capability from Qmerit when you purchase or lease a new Cadillac Lyric. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management. This segment of GTC is brought to you by Adidas Golf. Looking to refresh your golf wardrobe this season? Adidas carries the latest golf styles and technology, built for on and off the course. We encourage you to express your style through every swing. Visit adidas.ca/golf to explore more.
Wrapping up our TaylorMade product special. Been a fun one this morning. Check out TaylorMadeGolf.ca for all things TaylorMade. Many thanks to Brian Basil, Matt Bovee, and Mike Fox from TaylorMade, who joined us throughout the show. Really cool story this year for all TaylorMade products. Also to the Z-Man, Mark Zucchino, and Kristen Murphy. Love their fitting stories. And looking forward to getting Bob's as well on a future edition of GTC. Now, our TaylorMade product special is also airing on television in a couple of hours, 2 o'clock. TSN 4 and 5. Could also see it tomorrow at noon on TSN 5. We are very excited to be partnering again with TaylorMade. We'll have many more announcements coming here going forward about 20 weeks of TaylorMade, one of the great giveaways we do throughout the season. 20 weeks of TaylorMade is back. Stay tuned to our social media channels on announcements about 20 weeks of TaylorMade, how you can sign up. Once again, it will be easy. And once again, we'll be giving thousands of dollars away of TaylorMade product. Really, really excited about 20 weeks of TaylorMade back again in 2024. We'll go check out our social media channels as well for our PGA Tour picks this week. As always, we generally do our Wednesday shows all around FanDuel in terms of the PGA Tour, who we're thinking that week. Stay tuned to our social media channels for our picks for this week. We have the one win that came from Jake Knapp at the Mexico Open at Vedanta. His odds before the week were 40-1. Pretty crazy. His odds, the shortest pre-tournament odds of an eventual champion so far in 2024 on the PGA Tour. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's for sure. Now, I'm currently in Portugal shooting our Golf Away Tours Portuguese travel special. Looking forward to showing all the great courses that we'll be showcasing in Portugal on upcoming editions of both GTC Radio and GTC TV. Well, next week on the show, it's the Players' Championship. We'll be taking an in-depth look, previewing the Players' Championship from TPC Sawgrass. Mark, Bob, and I will all be back discussing the Players. Mark and Bob will be at TPC Sawgrass shooting our television special, which will air next Tuesday night and then throughout the day on Wednesday as well. Well, it's been a fun one today, our TaylorMade product special. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And remember, the first good decision for the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Picton Mahoney Asset Management, was brought to you by Adidas Golf. Looking to refresh your golf wardrobe this season? Adidas carries the latest golf styles and technology built for on and off the course. We encourage you to express your style through every swing. Visit adidas.ca/golf to explore more. Thank you for listening to GTC. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Golf Talk Canada and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For show archives, podcasts, and all things GTC, visit golftalkcanada.com. And don't miss Golf Talk Canada Television, weekly on the TSN Television Network.